producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Day, 7 after the hour. Yes, the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, and you. The Pope suggesting Donald Trump give up his immigration policies for Lent.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, listen, yeah, we
just
all
for 40
give
days.
Up certain things for it. Yeah, right. And 40 nights. There's a new study out, quote of the day today. As a nation, we're not getting enough sleep. We were talking about this, the conclusion that at least a third of Americans are tired. That would include Kara and Richie and Jennifer, but not me.
Although I have to tell you, I am not tired. Because when I got sick, I've actually been catching up on my sleep quite nicely. But I think that has something to do with it, Dougie. I've been burning the candle at both ends, and you've got to get your sleep.
Yes, you have.
Not
get
good.
Your sleep.
Let's make a sleep pack
trending.
On Good Day, should we?
All right. What's the pack?
Sure.
We'll get more sleep.
Fine, man.
Yeah. 7 to 8 hours. We've got to watch out for
you. Know, I've been really making an effort.
Blah, 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 blah.
I have.
Say that again.
I've really been making an effort to get the 7 hours.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, right. You know, we all get 4 or 5 hours here. So, anyway.
Uh-huh. Trending stories at DougSteffen.com. John McAfee. And the Apple thing, the Apple versus the FBI. Actually, I want to dig around in this a little bit more and see if we can't get all sides sort of represented here. Ellen Nakashima is the national security reporter for the Washington Post, and she explained in a way that, when I heard this, seemed better than anything else that I've heard. So see if this rings a bell with you, all those of you who are Apple fans. Okay. So I should.
My mouse is it's right here.
Wow, your mouse.
The government went to court in California to get an order to force Apple to essentially create new software for a particular iPhone that was used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. Software that would essentially override one of the features on the iPhone to let the FBI have a chance to try to crack the password that was protecting the contents of the phone that were encrypted. So the FBI basically wants, the government basically wants Apple to build custom design software that will get around the feature on the iPhone that wipes all the data off the phone after you've tried 10 times and failed to enter the correct passcode.
Okay, so
that you know what
in
that
this
actually,
circumstance
that helps me understand something I did not understand, and that when you have a 4-digit code to get into your thing, or a 6-digit code, you have an option on an iPhone, right? And I was wondering why the government just doesn't run their zillion
options. You can only do it 10 times, and then it shuts down forever.
Right.
Yeah. That's the issue.
I didn't understand that.
All right, 10 past the hour. This is Good Day. Stand by.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 crisp sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day Friday program with Richie and Jennifer and Kara and me. I wonder how many people are excited because of the NASCAR circuit. Sort of, there are two or three things that seem to be exciting that sort of harbor with them the beginning of spring. Certainly the baseball teams that are now flowing into their spring camps. I think started for the pitchers and catchers last week, and most of the players are in this week. That's kind of exciting. Oh, every year we get into this, and it doesn't become old and it doesn't become trite because it's like a rite of passage into spring. But Richie, I was looking at some of the information that's coming on the cars that are running in the Daytona, and well, any of these races, how much these things are worth.
Oh, sure.
I'm fascinated. How do they come up with the values for these things? What makes them so valuable?
Well, I mean, it's the technology and the development and research, really, that makes it so valuable. They put a lot, they have teams that are figuring out how to make this thing lighter and faster. And they've gotten to the point where they really can't go a whole lot faster until they improve the technology to make that. Because, I mean, at a certain point, you're just flying off the track. But, you know, how can we make the frame of this thing, you know, a couple of pounds lighter? How can we make this? So a lot of technology goes into it. But, I mean, and then a lot of machine work, milling, and, you know, it takes
so
a lot.
There's different kinds of cars. Maybe a different. I'm one of the unwashed here. There are certain kinds of cars, the cars that you wouldn't ever see on the street, and then there are street cars that get souped up. And I wasn't sure which you were talking about here because they seem to play a part in different races. How is it that one type of car looks like an Indy car?
Yeah, there's open wheel and then there's the NASCAR. The open wheel is the Indy car. But the NASCAR, you're never going to see those on the street. They would be tearing up pavement.
Well, you know what I mean. It's a street car.
Right.
It's a stock car that's been converted into or souped up. Or
yeah, I mean, back when it started, it was nothing more than a 76 Monte Carlo with a big motor and some fat tires on it and open exhaust. And boom, they went, they hit the track. So it's a whole different ballgame now.
Well, you know what? I think part of the fascination in this may be what you just said. The people who support this, and now more and more women are very interested in it. I'm not sure whether it's because of Danica Patrick or not. Maybe that's one of the things that would intrigue women. She's become quite successful on the track. But the idea that we could all sort of do this. I had a fast car when I was a kid, And I'm actually, as an adult and at this stage of my life, I'm thinking about, I would like to have another fast car.
That's what happens to the best of you when you hit that certain age.
I've got mine in the garage.
Yeah.
Be the therapist. Yeah.
But, you know, here's the separation, though. Back in the, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, it was just a street car that had been souped up. Not anymore. You know, into the 80s, it turned into big technology. And yeah. These are expensive, really just unbelievable machines. Nothing like what we drive on the street. And the same thing goes for, you know, I have the old classic muscle car, the 67 Bronco. And we watch these auctions, me and my buddies, where, you know, Barrett Jackson or Meekum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in the day, okay, there's a car doing 15 grand, 18 grand. 10 grand. Now they're doing 150,000, 250,000, a quarter of a million bucks, you know, half a million bucks. Right. I saw a Chevrolet, Smokey and the Bandit car did $500,000 last week. You know, anything that says Hemi on it is going to do $100,000, $200,000. So it's gotten to this point of separation where it's not a real guy sport anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's something you'll get a kick out of this. I admit to publicly going on the Meekum. There's an auction.
The Meekum, yeah.
Richard said there's Meekum and there's Barrett Jackson. Meekum has a big tractor auction every spring.
I was there last year.
300 tractors.
Yeah.
That I was looking at the other day, wishing that I had some money, so goodbye. One of those old tractors has been all souped up.
They're beautiful.
It's part of what goes on. There's money because the collectors buy these things. They hold on to them. They're very valuable. It's like a painting. It's like any work of art. These things can increase in value tremendously. Can you imagine what an original 1965 Corvette is worth today? That kind of dough?
No, 65 is not as much as that. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's funny. My buddies and I have the conversation. I mean, because all of these now, these cars aren't just for fun for us now. It's part of your 401k.
Yeah,
you know, it's an investment. I have friends whose cars are worth $100,000. And, you know, mine is worth between 40 and 50. But at what point will the audience for these vehicles start dying off or not be interested and the value go down? So we kind of look at it like, where's our peak and when do we sell and get the money out of it? Because you know what? Somebody who's 30 years old now or 25 years old now, not going to really care about my 1967 Bronco.
You know, I'm not sure that's true. I think you can look at just use the Corvette as an example. Some of those cars, I was actually driving around Denver last night, and this guy pulled up to me at a light, and he had a 1967 black Wildcat, a Buick Wildcat.
Yeah.
And I had one of them. I had an original, and I only kept it for a year. It was red. But this guy, he put wheels on it. It was clean as a whistle. And I looked at him, and I smiled, and he smiled back at me, and I sort of gave him the thumbs up.
But he was 50 years old,
people do with
right?
these older guys. He was 30. I would have guessed he was in his early 30s. And that's why I say to you, I think sometimes these things have meaning. Maybe he was the son or the grandson of the original owner. How do you know?
I go to the Meekum auctions every year, and I watch the Barrett Jackson auctions, and I go to the car shows. A lot of bald guys, a lot of gray-haired guys there. Not a whole lot of
young
kids.
Oh, sure there are. Yeah. Well, they don't have any money. The young kids, you see, and this is the fallacy. This brings this whole discussion back around to who's got the money. We have advertisers who are fascinated in getting to the millennials who don't have any money. All the money is in the hands of, and you can say, there it is, the one percenters. No. People from Richie's age on up, Jennifer's father, my father, I mean, it's my father, people who are my age that have worked and they have, in general, maybe they've retired, maybe they've slowed down, but they have extra cash, and they're taking trips and they're doing things, and the investment in these what were unattainable items early on,
right.
I think that's what's driving a lot of these auctions.
I'm only in it because I was able to get a Camaro from some sucker who didn't know what it was worth, and I made some money on it.
He's talking about you, Dougie. You're the sucker.
I'm very happy to have conveyed that. That was one of the nicest
Thank
things
you very
I think
much.
I ever did.
Yes, yes.
That was a
that will
nice
stay with me for a while. Thanks.
I appreciate what?
Oh,
what's your problem?
Cold.
21 after on Good Day.
mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three. 23 after the hour. Okay. We got three songs here. Different artists that have
and three schmucks.
a commonality. Yeah, speak for yourself, please. Okay, so you're going to win a copy of Maria Trilogy's book about life and how you, if you do the work, you have a much better life. Focus on yourself. Focus on what you can do. Be all you can be, in a manner of speaking. Okay, so we have these three songs, and you figure them out. You call us at 888-302-3684. The first one is by Ray Stevens. This is a classic called Cannonball.
How do you know when you hear the call? What do you do when you've done it all?
Love this guy.
Cannonball. Cannonball.
Cannonball.
Cannonball.
Oh, my God.
Not what you do, it's how you do.
This was,
I've never heard this before.
You've never heard really? You don't remember this? Well, you don't remember this movie. Yeah. Yeah. This is 1984. Movie didn't do well at the box office, at least as well as the earlier one had done. But this song was notable. All right. So anyway, the first song of the three, Ray Stevens responsible for that. You've looked at these, Richie. You've got it figured out. Next one is Jessica Simpson's version of These Boots Are Made For Walking.
Now we're talking.
I'm gonna walk all over you.
Right, so what we need here is to understand the specifics of it came from a particular genre or it's attached to something that's very specific. Not necessarily the song, but this version of the song by Jessica Simpson. Think about her.
Yeah, this version of the song is attached to something.
Yes, it is. What is okay, you got that?
That was the last song.
More than those Daisy Dukes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, see, she's
all right,
on
so
it.
That... There she is. She's on it. 888-302-3684. Last song is by Burt Reynolds.
Let's do something cheap.
superficial.
I've heard this phrase.
Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive.
Yeah, we should save this.
This might be the only chance we get.
I'm very politically correct, Doug.
Yeah,
you got
lipstick
showing
on. So anyway, this song made it to number 51 on the country charts. It wasn't a big hit, but it was very cute. 1980 is the year. The only other time Bert had been credited with singing was in the animated movie All Dogs Go to Heaven. That was 1989. He performed duets with Melba Moore and Dom DeLuise, one of his favorites. Dom DeLuise was in pretty much every movie he ever made. One of the cast. All right. So what are these three songs have in common? You must have figured it out by now. 888-302-3684. Ray Stevens and Cannonball. Jessica Simpson and These Boots Are Made for Walking. Where'd that appear? And Burt Reynolds, Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial. But really, keep that. Let's have that handy by so we can use
title.
That from time to time. All right, Richie, what's happening?
Nobody's got the right answer, Doug.
Seriously?
We gave you the answer, and nobody's...
We really did give you the answer.
Yeah. Hold on one.
All you need is popcorn and a soda.
Yeah.
See if we can get one right in here. Hold on one second.
Hurry up.
I mean, we pretty much said the answer.
Yeah, we have. That's right. Doesn't mean everybody's listening to what we're saying.
All right, let's see if Tom has it real quick. Hey, Tom, what's the answer?
That they all were actors and actresses.
We're looking for one specific actor, right, Doug?
Yeah, Burt Reynolds movies, Cannonball Run, Dukes of Hazzard, and Smokey and the Bandit. That's how they all sort of put... Well, I could see where you might come up with a different...
They're all singing actors, yeah.
Answer. Yeah, right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
we're going to run it. Good job, Tom.
I don't want to give this too much. I don't want
to.
No. I don't want to give
Tom.
this too much time here. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are numerous studies demonstrating that psychological stress can weaken a human's ability to stave off illness and disease. I'm thoroughly convinced the same holds true for your pet. I am also convinced that most dog guardians do not pay nearly enough attention to their four-footed best friend's frame of mind. It's not that these people are cruel or abusive. It's just that no one ever points out the dog's need for good mental health. The fact of the matter is that many of today's dogs are kept indoors virtually all of the time, except for maybe two or three brief walks a day, and they spend hours on end in homes where everyone works and everyone's out of the house, the kids are off to school. That's the typical dog. Take a nap in the morning, get up a little bit, take a nap in the afternoon, get up a little bit, take another nap. Of course they're going to get into mischief. They're bored, and the biggest problem with destructive behavior in the house is boredom. So keep your pets mentally stimulated and physically stimulated, and I promise when you come home, your house will be in the same shape as you left it. Get that stress off your pets also. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you living with pain, but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was, until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Free after the hour, the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, all here at your service, on your side. In the Middle East, there is a rumor floating around today that there is a highly dangerous radioactive box that has been stolen from a city, some facility in the southern part of Iraq. Security authorities are concerned that the materials could be a part of a dirty bomb. So our people are all over this. This has not made a lot of headlines, and I'm kind of wondering why, because the news media is usually great at trying to scare the hell out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So according to the information that I'm looking at, there's a combination of nuclear material and other explosives, like regular dynamite, all kinds of things that have been shipped in this big box. And so when it blew up, the area of radiation would be in this area. I mean, it would kill a lot of people, but it would also, because it's so flat there, just it would sort of waft off and take a hell of a toll. I just don't understand. Well, I don't understand a couple of things about this. Why it is that we're taking so long to do something. These people supposedly you hear, well, they're being contained. Why is it we're just containing them?
There's actually an attack overnight, U.S. attack overnight, that took out 30 of them. They're talking about this morning. And the other thing is, we are hitting them financially by bombing their tankers, the banks.
Yeah, $500 million.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, they used to have these perks where they just filled everybody with drugs and sugar and kind of kept them all hyped up. They can't afford to do that anymore. Apparently, the Nutter Butter bars and the Mountain Dews that they used to feed these guys, no more. They've taken a pay cut. They're making 50% of what they were making, so a lot of the people are saying it's not worth it. I'm out of here. So slowly that part is taking effect. And then there are a couple of little military things. But, yeah, you're right. Other than that, it's, you know, slow truck.
I had dinner last night with a friend of mine who's a military guy, and we were talking about various things. He has pretty much the same political philosophy as I do, and we'd like to see Bloomberg as president, even though he's been up and down and around in various circuses. You all chuckle about this, but the people who have had the most experience in life are very much in favor of Bloomberg. If you put the options of Trump on one side and Bernie Sanders on the other side, and that's the way this thing is shaking down.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so funny, Dougie,
and you'll laugh at this because I know that you laugh about how the talk radio industry can be so, I don't know, very misogynistic, right? And
yes.
I've had the opportunity to talk to several big league male talk radio hosts over the last couple of months, and I've said, you know, mm-hmm. it's really fun to shoot holes in Hillary Clinton. That's a lot. It's great fun, right? We have a lot of fun doing mm-hmm. that. But you better watch out for Bernie Sanders. You better watch out for Bernie Sanders. And Doug, mm-hmm. I was laughed at. I was told that's ridiculous. There's no way he even has a chance. Now, really? That's true, maybe because the Democratic National Committee has a real buy-in to Hillary Clinton.
Well,
but
as
I think
the Republicans
we've learned
do into one of these other
into
clowns
Rubio.
Like Cruz or Rubio. Yeah,
correct. But I think that the fact that he has made such a splash and now is exceeding her in national polls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
like these guys really, you have to have egg on your face. I mean, this guy's a real serious
okay, so here's
threat,
this,
right?
This military guy had talked to a couple of his friends who were on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I'm not going to tell you who they are because not important is not fair.
Name
but
dropper.
These guys are Republicans, and they said that in their time as leaders of the military, the best Secretary of State has been Hillary Clinton by far.
And
Condoleezza Rice was a disaster. Why? Because she was organized, because she was intelligent, because she listened to them. She dealt with the issues that were important to them in a way that they felt like they had been listened to.
Ask Ambassador Chris Stevens what he thinks of her.
I don't know. Ambassador Chris Stevens is not a military person. And that's
and
not
he's also not alive.
Is.
Yeah, he's also dead.
Well, but that may or may not be. What does that say about that was one issue and one element that people have hung their hats on because it makes for great political talk, but it doesn't serve the interests
it's
of what the country
issue.
Needs. At this point, I don't think it's an issue at all. Frankly, the guys are dead. You're not going to bring them back.
No,
you
yeah.
can hang Hillary out to dry if you want.
Well, the issue of the stand-down order, I think, when Americans are
well,
in trouble is the
if you
figure.
Watch that movie, nobody was more infuriated at that than me when I saw that
yeah.
movie 13 hours. What infuriates me more than anything else about that movie is that more people didn't go to see it. Because
right.
when at the end of the movie, when you realize the Americans sent in nobody to help, even after the thing was over, it was a disgrace. But I'm saying to you, in an overall sense, the military people who have to work with and around the State Department to make things happen had great respect and regard for her, regardless of Benghazi or whatever other faux pas there may have been, in comparison to many of the other people who were highly touted as effective by some who were in that movement. It's just a comment. It's just a thought. You do with it what you want. It is one of those things. I am interested today in all the conversation about the Zika virus and how this is boiled down to a punchline from a late-night show. This came, actually, there was a piece of video, and Richie, you might want to look it up. You might find Christopher Ohl, O-H-L, who runs the Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, who said in a press conference when he was asked about the Zika virus and whether or not people should go to Brazil, he said, quote, "If somebody's trying hard to get pregnant, I probably wouldn't go any place around the equator, go have a nice vacation in France or Italy." And I thought to myself, how silly is it that people, after all of this, still are thinking, can I go to Brazil? My husband and I, we just got married, and we're trying hard to get pregnant, and we're going to go to Brazil on our vacation. Honeymoon. What are you, out of your mind? You nuts? Why would anybody let them bring people?
Just in case,
the reason
right?
I'm laughing about it is because it's so typical of the naivete of people who don't listen or they don't know what's going on. They're not tuned in to what's going on. And so this kind of stuff comes up. You know, we pride ourselves because we all feel like we know what's going on in the world because we're talking about it all the time. We have to be informed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The number of people, go back to those old jaywalking things that Leno used to do, or Howard Stern would go out in the street,
Oh, yeah.
Or any other number of people. I think Kimmel does the same thing. And you see how ridiculously foolish people are. They don't have a clue as to what's really going on. And the younger you are, the less likely you are to be informed. And those are the people who are supporting him. They supported Barack Obama. They're supporting Bernie Sanders. And to a point, they're supporting Donald Trump. What's my observation? My observation is that after having done this for a long time, it's just amazing how well informed some people are and how completely uninformed other people are.
You know what?
Of course,
you
know that the informed people are listening to us.
Yeah, and we're also a little arrogant. You know, the "it can't happen to me" mentality, I think, happens a lot in this country.
Oh, with that stuff, of course.
Yeah,
you're asking for it. Anybody who goes down there and is either pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant, you are just stupid. That's the only thing. You know, there is nothing about going there that makes any sense. Why would you take a chance? It's complete stupidity. Richie, what'd you start to say?
Well, after that article earlier this week that said that the Zika virus is not responsible for the microcephaly cases, it's the chemical that they use in the waterways, the Monsanto chemical that they use in the waterways getting into the drinking water that's causing the microcephaly. So, and then Brazil came out and said,
it's
no,
still
that's
going
not true.
There.
Right.
Well, so, but if you go there, go there? Just don't go there.
Well, I'm going to Colombia this summer, and
you're not getting pregnant, Rich.
No, I'm not getting, but my kids maybe down the road in 10 years, you know, whatever. But what I'm trying to see is microcephaly cases by country, because if it's contained to Brazil, then there might be a little bit of truth to that story.
To the water.
Right. Mm. So if people are getting Zika in Colombia, for example, but no cases of microcephaly are coming up, okay, there's something funny going on and we need to investigate. I cannot find any information on microcephaly by country.
All right. So that leads one around to the conspiratorialists being right when it comes to this. Even
Here's the
company to do business with them. But,
Here's a headline that I see in the news. Top headline. WHO seeks $56 million for Zika microcephaly case rise. So, money grab. Monsanto. Yeah.
It's a way for this
pharmaceutical companies.
One of the discussions we had last night at dinner was what really is going on in the world that is the legitimate, the pharmaceutical world. They call it the pharmaceutical world. It's the drug world. And how much of the machinations of these people that move from one job to another, to another, to another within the government, and then they go back to their companies, and they just cycle around and around and around, and they put themselves up, and they make a lot of money, and these experts that come testify before the FDA, because this drug, they've worked for the drug company, then they went to work as a professor at some college. It's a big sham. It's a big ruse. And we're falling for it, hook, line, and sinker, under the guise of it's, what do they call it, in medicine, proven, but not, it's, what is the Ken phrase that he uses for that stuff that's tested and proved? It becomes, you know what I'm talking about. There's an expression.
I don't remember the expression.
Yeah. I don't remember either. It's 44. All right, 44 after the hour. Jennifer checks television news. What's on TV tonight? Next on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series, one of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now, and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer 3 expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series, or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Let's see what's brewing on television tonight and who's coming back for what. I'm looking at a profile of Carole King on PBS tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and American Masters. That would be a good take for those who like that movie. There are a lot of things going on this weekend. Jen, what's the highlight from your perspective?
Oh, boy. There's going to be a tribute to Disney. You've got the American Masters you mentioned,
yeah.
PBS. So the wonderful world of Disney. Disneyland turns 60, if you can believe it. That'll be celebrated on ABC Sunday at 8. And there's also going to be an all-star tribute to James Burroughs. That'll be on NBC Sunday at 9.
Oh, is that the NBC James Burroughs?
Yeah, he's the director behind a lot of sitcoms. He's got Cheers, Frasier, Taxi, Will and Grace, and, of course, that big Friends reunion. 5 of the 6 cast members of Friends will also be a part
of it. So you saw the story at DougStephan.com. The Friends creators make sure everybody knows no reboot will ever happen.
That's what they say. Although, you know, you say that, and then you have the story like the one that's been floating around this week. You know, the cast of Good Times, another successful, groundbreaking sitcom, right? Well, now that time has passed on, the cast actually wants to get together, and they're doing a Kickstarter to raise funds to produce an original Good Times cast movie that would reunite Jimmy Walker, John Heyman.
On Kickstarter.
Yeah, wouldn't that, I mean, Ralph Carter, all these people get them back together again, and obviously Esther Raleigh couldn't be there because she's died, but you know, she's dead, but everybody else back together, and they're asking people for help. So here's the thing. Maybe Friends says there's no reunion now, but maybe when they're getting ready, sitting on the doorstep of being on Social Security, perhaps they might change their mind.
So you think if this Kickstarter campaign took off and they got the movie together, that Janet Jackson would come back as Penny?
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? Remember
she was great in that, yeah.
I know. And did you know that the one that played her mother, by the way, was actually Kim Fields' mom in real life?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, learned that this week when I was home watching the Facts of Life reunion on Home and Family.
All right, Hairspray Live is the next musical event on NBC. Looks like it has a date.
I'm living the life. That's right, Dougie. NBC has their next musical event. It will officially premiere on December 7th. NBC now yearly in December is doing these musicals. Hairspray seems to be the one. What they need to do, I think, because Fox did it right with Grease, is to do it in front of a live studio audience. We'll see if they actually decide to bring that live element into Hairspray. Also, have to pay tribute, because I'm sure you guys did not do it when I was gone. Big Ange died this week. Mob Wives star Angela Big Ange Riola died on Thursday after losing her battle with throat, lung, and brain cancer. It was stage 4. She was 55 years old. So much fun to watch on TV. And I know it's silly, but this one really made me sad.
You'll be okay.
I know.
51 at the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's the Good Day Travel portion, or should I say it's the portion of the program we focus on travel. That's probably a better sentence. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com, where they focus on going to the Caribbean. Do we start with Cuba? Do we go to Colombia? Do we go to the places where the virus is? Where do we go and how do we get there? Plus, maybe, Richie, I might take a moment to do a little dumping on American Airlines.
I might.
I just might do that.
Right.
Yes. You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 55 past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer back with us again from Frommers.com, the Frommer's travel guide, respected around the country and around the world as the best information on traveling. I don't know how you do it. I do a lot of traveling, and I used to have somebody, and I say this not to sound like a jerk, Pauline, but I used to have somebody who used to take care of all of my travel arrangements, and that person is gone, so I'm doing it myself. I spent 2 hours and 45 minutes on the phone with four different representatives from American Airlines trying to get three tickets straightened out, spending $1,500 and arguing with every single one of them about what the last person said. They are such a mess.
Yeah, but you know what? So is Delta. So is United. The problem is we have no alternatives in this country anymore. Four airlines, and I'm going to put Southwest into that packet, though I think their customer service is better. Four airlines control 80% of the routes in this country. They can do what they want, and so they have. Sounds like you need to hire a travel agent again and just not deal with this hassle.
Well, find me a good one, and I will. All right. So you have a blog up today about the fact that officials in certain parts of Italy have decided they need to cut their tourism in half to protect the area. What's the story here? This is a beautiful area. I know the area. I was there once. I saw fishing villages. Isn't it on the south side, the south end? Do I remember it as being on the south side?
Yeah, it's in the area called Liguria. It's called Cinque Terre. It's called the Italian Riviera, and for a reason, little fishing villages kind of tumbling down cliffs that are attached by different hiking trails. Problem is, cruise ships have been being ported nearby, and bus tours have discovered this area because it used to be so idyllic. So 2.5 million people descended on towns that have less than, 5,000, 10,000 residents each last year. And you cannot walk the streets without hearing German and English, anything but Italian, really loudly. And the officials there are going to create a ticketing system. I think this is the first time this has ever happened because it's an area. They're going to make you buy a ticket online to go to this area of Italy, and they're also going to put sensors on the roads, and when too many people come in, they're going to close the roads by the police. So it points to a big problem in travel. Certain areas are being overloved.
When you look at these huge travel ships that are going, I've been in and out of Long Beach a couple of times in the last few weeks. You see every weekend these huge ships. I've not been on one of these. Last time I took a cruise, it was on the Norway, I think. I've been with the QE2. That's the kind of ship. I've never been on one of these huge, huge liners. But when they go into the place, even in the Caribbean, I don't understand how St. Thomas or these little islands handle thousands of people that come off of these ships every day.
Well, that's why some of the ships have created their own artificial ports. So you go off the ship into a little world created by the ship where everything you buy is going to be sold by the ship and you're not really going to experience the local culture.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.